This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Police said Sunday they believe a driver unintentionally hit spectators at a weekend pride parade in Wilton Manors, Florida, resulting in the death of one man and leaving another person hospitalized. Tropical storm Claudette was downgraded to a tropical depression after battering the southeast over the weekend. Heavy rains, high winds, and flash flooding contributed to the deaths of 13 people in Alabama Saturday. Residents in southern Georgia, northern Florida, and the Carolinas should prepare for torrential rain and flooding and possibly tornadoes into Monday midday. Juneteenth celebrations over the weekend in Oakland, California, Aurora, Colorado, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Clover, South Carolina, and Flint, Michigan were interrupted by shootings and homicides. A Uganda Olympic team member has tested positive for COVID-19 upon arrival in Japan late Saturday. Japan's government has faced criticism for vowing to host the Tokyo Olympics. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
As inflation is beginning to grip America's economy, the massively expensive infrastructure bill proposal by President Biden won't be supported by most lawmakers. But a less expensive bill is in the works. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau has more.
A bipartisan group of nearly 24 senators have pitched a much smaller proposal than the Biden administration's $4 trillion infrastructure plan, which invests in roads, bridges, and other projects. But that's not good enough, says Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
One of the concerns that I do have about the bipartisan bill is how they are going to pay for their proposals. And they're not clear yet. I don't know that they even know yet.
Senator Sanders drew a line in the sand on NBC's Meet the Press.
Some of the speculation is raising a gas tax, which I don't support, a fee on electric vehicles, privatization of infrastructure. Those are proposals that I would not support.
Democrats are seeking to include climate change mitigation and new investments in areas like child care in their proposal.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats can still get an infrastructure bill without Republican support. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Drug cartels are smuggling deadly drugs into the United States as President Biden's open border policy has border agents taking care of the human crisis while drugs flow through the incomplete border wall. Jessica Vaughn from the Center for Immigration Studies tells Fox News what she has learned being focused on the border.
The influx of people and illicit goods deliberately use the groups of families and kids. They send them across dozens at a time because they know that they suck up the resources of the Border Patrol agents who have to take care of the families and kids. And then that opens up another spot along the line where they can send through not only drugs, but also the people who don't want to be caught, so-called gotaways, which should be also of great concern because these are people who are often either people who've been removed from the country before, are criminals, prior deportees, gang members, all kinds of people who don't want to be caught by the Border Patrol or who are carrying loads of high-value drugs. And those loads are hugely valuable to the smugglers, but also the ones that loan law enforcement agencies ought to be most concerned about that are getting away and that we don't have a great handle on.
Close to 4 tons of fentanyl has been seized by U.S. Border Patrol agents since the open border policy began. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you thought it was going to be easy, huh? Well, hey, happy Monday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Yes, Dr. Phil Hotzenpiller, because I choose to make him a doctor. Actually, he's a lot smarter than a doctor, but that's a whole other story. We can talk about that later. He's the president and founder of American Faith and senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Hey, Phil, how we doing, buddy?
Well, I tell you what, I am doing great, and good to talk to you, as always, on Monday. Make my day with your information and your insight into what's happening, and I think together we make a pretty good team. What do you think, Bill?
Well, I think so, too, by the grace of God, and, you know, and speaking of which, boy, I'll tell you, we just made it to Dallas. We drove from you know, from Florida to Dallas, went through 5 different states and 5 different mask mandate attitudes, you know, kind of thing. And it's interesting how that still, you know, that still continues. Even here in Texas, which has purported to be a mostly free state, the people are still a little perplexed. But the thing that seems to be consistent is there's still that glassy-eyed look in the eyes of people, Phil. They're still confused over this COVID stuff. And they're wondering, especially people of faith, and here you know, at least several times a week, you're there with the body of Christ and talking to them. And, you know, the question came to me. They kept asking, they go, Bill, what do we do? I said, well, we do what we always do. You know, Paul said, you know, having done all to stand, you keep standing, and you pray constantly. Because God, this is no surprise to God. God understands exactly what's going on, and there is a plan here. And it's up to us to get in alignment with that plan, right?
Well, yeah, and I think every generation has a challenge. You know, every generation asks that question, what do we do? Mm-hmm. This one seems so much bigger. I don't know whether it's bigger because of the complexity of it, or it's bigger because we're closer to the end of the age. But, you know, mm-hmm. think back, you know, in
China. I think both those things are right, Phil, if I can interrupt you. And the third thing I would say is that what makes it bigger yet is that we're so far from the truth.
Correct. Yeah, and that's it. And what we have is this acceleration toward the end of the age can be seen in this globalist agenda that was always there. It was always in the heart of the enemy to bring that about. But now the realization of it has come to the forefront. And I know we're going to talk about the G7. We can jump into that hurdle in a mm-hmm. bit, but that is another symbol, let's say, of what's really happening here and how this is being promoted on a really macro scale versus exactly. some of the things that we'd say, oh, bad things are happening over there.
Mm-hmm. So no, you're exactly right. You're exactly right, and I think it's appropriate to segue into G7 because what came out and what we saw happening there was all hunky-dory for the globalists, wasn't it?
It was. And just so the listeners understand, the G7 is basically, it's a really considered to be an informal gathering of seven of the world's most advanced economies. So that would include places like Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, United Kingdom, United States, and the European Union. So that's what it is. Now, what's happened is that it really has flipped from a hard right under Trump, that is from a U.S. perspective, to a hard left. So the globalist mindset loves the fact that Biden is in place. And some of the things that you can expect to see out of this, for example, would be an agenda would be harmonizing global taxes. So this is something that's been big on the scene, is how do we tax everybody worldwide to fuel our global agendas financially?
And all in the name of equity, by the way.
Oh yeah, of course, and that's that's kind of the what we see. It's a very unusual. It's kind of a new thing right now because we haven't seen it before. The military has gone woke, and so now you see this kind of herd thing going on with the military, industrial, and intelligence elite have gone woke. And so, if you want to play the game as a military brass, then you go along with it, because they're going to financially make it well worth your while if you can cooperate. And that's exactly what we see happening today.
And they make the opposite the case as well, because we saw the same model exercised on universities with all these professors, these science professors, right, that are so important today. And if they didn't go along with the global or the climate change narrative, they lost funding. Forget about tenure. Tenure was irrelevant. They got you out of there, Phil.
Oh yeah, yeah. And as we kind of see it, so like, what are some of the things that you see back on the forefront that Biden's bringing in? The Iran deal, the Paris Climate Accord, an anti-Israel agenda. Those are all things that you're going to see become a big, big deal. And I'm going to say the next 18 months is going to be pretty eye-opening. If something doesn't shift, just watch the next 18 months and see what happens.
Well, it makes you wonder, though, Phil, you know, when you think about what the Democrats and what, progressives were able to accomplish in taking over, for the most part, the three branches of our government, when only 30%, roughly 30% of the country said, hey, I like your policy. 70% clearly said, I reject it. I don't want that. And somehow the 30% was able to outvote the 70% and give the full power to the Democrats. And the rest of America is sitting here in pause, and we're in shock. And of course, if you want to resist it, well, then we can put you in jail too. Thank you very much for attending that grand celebration on January the 6th. And we'll stick you in solitary confinement, because we have ways of conditioning you. I mean, what's the difference between America and China right now?
Well, I think you're exactly right, Bill. I think we're seeing that numbers, those numbers you quote, or if we quote how many voted for Trump, they don't matter. What matters is who's in position, how well they leverage, and how unethical they're willing to be to get their agenda accomplished.
Yeah.
And so that's the difference. That's what's really challenging everybody, I think, right now. Even moderates are a little challenged by what's happening, because it's accelerated at such a speedy rate.
Yes, exactly. Well, it comes down to, it doesn't matter who votes and who counts the votes, right? Isn't that what the communists said? Stalin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he says, hey, I don't care. You know, just let me, I'll count the votes. And this is what the Democrats were able to do with 600 plus attorneys. And this is, you know, to the shame, this is, again, why, conservatives and Republicans are so frustrated with the leadership, because the leadership let them down, Phil. I mean, how do you let Mark Elias and the rest of these operative Democrats go in and storm the borders of all these states, put so much pressure on Republican-held state electoral boards, and you get them to do your bidding?
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
They bullied their way. Yep, exactly. Go ahead.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, and I think that's the thing, that especially with woke, it gives you this idea that if then you get classified racist. Well, nobody wants to be classified racist, because you immediately lose all standing anywhere you go in anything you have to say, you know?
Yeah, but what's wrong with just saying, no, I'm not? I mean, can you just reject the statement that you're part of the Wokeanistas? I guess maybe you can. More from Phil after this. Stay with us.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. The Tide Ministry recently switched stations in Zimbabwe to expand from local to national coverage. This new station is more expensive, but opens the door to reach people in remote areas where some have never before heard the gospel. We're greatly encouraged to be hearing from listeners in such places as Binga, Wedza, and Gokwe, where people live in poverty and still practice traditional animistic African religious beliefs. Earlier this year, the Tide Ministry also began producing Christian music by local Zimbabwean artists. This not only provides some income for the Tide Ministry in Zimbabwe, but also creates another medium through which we can deliver the gospel and bring glory to God. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and the exciting new projects that are part of the Diamond Vision that God has laid on our hearts, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome back. We come to you fresh and independent 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Hodson-Piller, the senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, is with us right now. And we were just talking about the Wokeanistas. But before we get back into that, Phil, tell us about this incredible event that's coming. Are you guys sold out already on this?
Well, last I heard there were 46 tickets left, and there were 2,000 people in the waiting line for those 46 tickets.
Wow.
So we're 25 days away. Uh-huh. And this is Clay Clark's Reopen American Tour. They just did one in Tampa last week. So we're going to be the third. The first was Tulsa. Second was Tampa. We're third. We have General Flynn is kind of the leading figure in that. Mm-hmm. Roger Stone will be here. Looks like Mike Lindell, Lee Dundas. I'm just trying to go through some of the names. David Scarlett will be here. We've got, I think there's about 40 speakers, which seems incredible for 2 days, but it starts at noon, goes to 8 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. And every speaker gets 20 minutes. So it's 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes. I mean, it is a powerhouse of
exactly
just communicators.
And Clay's going to MC the event, right? Is he going to MC it, or are you?
The event, yeah. Correct.
Because he's like coffee on steroids, man. I'm telling you. He makes coffee nervous.
Yeah,
he gets
if that guy winds down, I've never seen it. That's what I know.
Yeah, we enjoy it when he's here on the show because I'll tell you, he re-energizes all the batteries. But it's going to be a lot of fun. But see, all this that's coming out right now, again, you can't hold back the truth. And the Wokenistas are starting to freak out, Phil, because, you know, people are starting to ask questions. See, they like it when you're riding the emotionals, the highs, because nobody asks any critical questions. You're all pumped up. And, you know, you're all pumped up, you're all excited, and your brains are leaking out your left foot. But, you know, here it is. They're having to deal with reality, and they're falling on their face right now.
Well, here's what needed to happen. Patriotism needed to be awoken, and I don't mean that as a play on word,
mm-hmm.
but it needed to be, we needed a wake-up call. And Christianity needed a wake-up call.
Amen.
And I think the good thing that's happened is we figured out a little bit better who's a patriot, mm-hmm. and we figured out a little bit more about who's a Christian. We figured out a little bit more about what churches can stand in the middle of a storm and what mm-hmm. can't. And so I think this is a time of revelation, because really, if you're going to, it's kind of like Gideon. You know, God had to thin out the crowd a little bit to get it down to who's going to really fight and
right.
be loyal in the middle of it. And I think this is a Gideon moment in history.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
I might preach on that.
Yeah, I think you could carry the day. There's a lot of power right there. I mean, when you go from 10,000 to 300 and, you know, the people wondering as the herd is being called there, you know, they're going, what? You know, what's going on here? How are we going to overcome the odds? See, but again, people of faith understand when you have God on your side, you've got the majority, right? And this is what churches are again, as you say, during this period of renewal, they're beginning to realize whose side they're really on.
Yeah, and you know, and I think the thing that's shocking to me is how much my perspective changed on Christianity in terms of, let's just say, American church Christianity, because there were people that I really, I would say, admired in a really good sense of the word,
mm-hmm.
who now, you know, it's kind of, they've lost their, I've kind of lost my, let's say, my admiration for them, because mm-hmm. I saw what they said and what they didn't do in this period. And I think that was a really good thing, because I had displaced, let's say, admiration.
Right.
And I should have only had it, you know, on what was true, right. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, Phil, I went through the same epiphany, and I think I shared with you. You know, God had to stop me and say, who are you trust? Who are you trusting?
Mm-hmm.
And, mm-hmm. and boy, when I had to answer that question, I saw, wow, my behavior says I'm not trusting in you. Forgive me, Lord. And boy, that was a flip of a switch in a very dramatic way, and that's what you're saying, you know, basically that occurred to you as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I think that's the good thing. So now I look at what makes for a solid church, and I think this is the average church member should reevaluate too and say, mm-hmm. ask some questions like, how did my leadership stand in the middle of a storm? Because that's indicative of what would happen if things got 10 times worse. And they will. I mean, if we live long enough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Lord, you know, things are not going to go from, you know, from worse to better. Things are going to go from challenging to greatly challenged.
Mm-hmm.
And that scripture in Jeremiah that says, if you've run with men and they've wearied you, how will you compete with horses? And if in a safe land you fall down, how are we doing in the jungles of the Jordan? Great question, right, Bill?
Right, exactly. Well, and the thing is, again, goes back to what you were saying in terms of that those times of stress. How are you going to measure up? Who is it that you trust? Who have you put your trust in? And all this is, you know, God is revealing right now because God cares about his creation. He sees, Phil, that, hey, look, we may have made a wrong turn here, but he's still the chief executive officer, and he knows how to get us back on track.
Right. And I think that's the uncomfort. You know, we don't want the discomfort of, you know, getting back on track. You know, we like to just think that everything's good and we're all working together. It's fine. And I can go about my life and do my stuff. Well, you know, you can't do that anymore.
No.
Because your kids are on the firing squad of this this agenda that's happening. And you might think you can go back and go to the lake, go to the mountains, go to the beach, and all's well. But bottom line is, there's an agenda to rip the heart and the mind from your child. And if it's not your child, then think about somebody else's child.
Exactly.
In our school system. And, it's going to take some angry moms, honestly.
They're coming out now. You watch them on TV, right? Are they whipped up? I mean, the mother bears are coming out in big number. And like you said, the thing that we need to pause is get in alignment where God's time schedule, you know, Ecclesiastes talks about the seasons and times. Well, it's important that we link up and sync up with what God is doing, or we're going to end up expending a lot of energy, maybe our own very lives, if we are not focused on the principles, the key priorities that's on God's agenda and his objective right now. It reminds me of the early days of the church in Acts. Bill, the recurring theme was, you got to be prepared for Jesus' coming. You know, he just left, but their focus was, hey, look, we're impassioned. Because we know Jesus is coming. We believe that to be the case, and we've got to be ready. Well, here, you know, thousands of years down the road, we've grown weary. We're interested in all these other things instead of the eternal things. And this is the great reset, I believe, that God is doing with his people right now, don't you think?
Yeah, I really, really do. And I like it. I like that, you know, that our church is more vibrant now than it's ever been. I like that it's more focused. And still and all, we're up probably 30-35% before COVID. And all through this period of COVID, we've been up 30% in attendance. And guess what? Probably 30-40% of our people haven't even come back yet. And Barna says they probably won't. Mm-hmm. That's what's really interesting is his survey says across America, 30% of those who attended pre-COVID will not return to the church ever.
Are they not? I know. Are they returning because they were disappointed because the church didn't deliver, or they realized that they didn't have the goods to hang with the church?
I it could be a combination of that, Bill, but I think it's definitely the idea that, wow, God didn't kill me while I skipped church and watched it online. Maybe he won't kill me in the next 5 years. So there was an unhealthy kind of understanding of God and the role of church in your life. So
yes.
I think that was in part. They got out of the pattern. They weren't that deep. They could have been just, they didn't really know the Lord. I think anyone who says, I don't need church, I question whether they really know the Lord. Now,
amen.
So, well, I had a bad experience. Hey, I had a bad experience at a restaurant, but I kept going out and finding one that I liked.
Exactly, right.
So that's a really lame excuse, in my opinion. You know, when you see the next 18 months, let me hit this really fast. There's going to be a power grab for money, global money, influence, CRT, and military. When that starts hitting the fan, you watch and see how people's perspective changes, because we are just beginning the battle, Bill.
Oh, I think you're right. Exactly. I look forward to next week, and we'll continue the conversation with Phil Hotzenpiller, founder, president of the American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church. Thank you, Phil.
This report is sponsored by Accenture. As organizations around the world make plans for their people to return to the workplace, many are wondering, what do employees actually want? According to the latest report from Accenture, 83% of people say a hybrid model is optimal, where individuals will have the ability to work remotely between 25% and 75% of the time. This report, titled The Future of Work, Productive Anywhere, found that 40% of individuals feel they can be productive and healthy anywhere, either fully remote or on site or a combination of the two. as the hybrid workplace emerges. Christy Smith, Senior Managing Director and Global Lead of Talent and Organization, Human Potential at Accenture.
There's a pattern emerging in the post-pandemic workforce, the productive anywhere worker. As responsible leaders, we need to pivot the future of work dialogue to not just be about location, but to also address what drives the productivity, health, and resilience of our people.
To find out more, visit Accenture.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Police said Sunday they believe a driver unintentionally hit spectators at a weekend pride parade in Wilton Manors, Florida, resulting in the death of one man and leaving another person hospitalized. Tropical storm Claudette was downgraded to a tropical depression after battering the southeast over the weekend. Heavy rains, high winds, and flash flooding contributed to the deaths of 13 people in Alabama Saturday. Residents in southern Georgia, northern Florida, and the Carolinas should prepare for torrential rain and flooding and possibly tornadoes into Monday midday. Juneteenth celebrations over the weekend in Oakland, California, Aurora, Colorado, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Clover, South Carolina, and Flint, Michigan were interrupted by shootings and homicides. A Uganda Olympic team member has tested positive for COVID-19 upon arrival in Japan late Saturday. Japan's government has faced criticism for vowing to host the Tokyo Olympics. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Smartphone and around the world. You tune in to Bill Martinez
Live. We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It is time for America's Money Answers Man. Yes, you know, we're talking about Jordan Goodman. He joins us now. Hey, Jordan, how are we doing?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good. So, boy, a lot of people up in arms after that ProPublica study. You got all these wealthy people. I mean, amazing. I mean, you would think that they would find something. You don't let some document go out and say that you're only paying, you know, 1% or 2%, right?
Well, that's right. The ProPublica, which is kind of an investigative arm, got the tax returns of the top 25 billionaires, all the people you know, Warren Buffett, yes. Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates. All of them. Okay. And the end result is 1 to 2 to 3% tax is the most that they pay.
Wow.
And the average person is 20% plus.
How much did they donate? Did they give a breakdown on what they donated?
Well, that's, you know, part of it. That's one of the reasons they avoid taxes is by creating foundations.
You know? Yeah.
I mean, it's not saying they're not doing good things, and it was legal. I mean, they're using all the existing tax
loopholes, whatever,
to
and
get
yeah,
around.
All that kind of stuff.
Very
yep.
fancy accounts. Mm-hmm. But it just outraged people. And the worst of all was Warren Buffett. I mean, he's always saying, oh, I pay too little in tax,
yeah, right.
And I pay less than my secretary, all these kind of things, right? Well, he paid about 1% in tax. Okay. So it's just really got people. And this is right at the time when this bill is coming up to Congress to increase taxes on both high-income individuals and corporations as part of the infrastructure bill. So the timing was kind of interesting.
But the bottom line, though, Jordan, can they get the wealthy to pay that? I mean, we've gone through this dance before. In fact, after the first year when they introduced taxes to the country, it was, oh, we're going to go after those wealthy people. Well,
yeah.
For 1 year, they were able
able to get some, but then by the next year it was, oh no, forget about that top 1%. We're just going to go after the 99. We don't have to sweat so many bullets, right?
So the way that these people legitimately avoid income tax is their wealth appreciates dramatically, and they don't pay any tax on the wealth appreciation. Mm-hmm. If their stocks go up, if their real estate goes up, if whatever assets they've got goes up in value, they do not pay any tax on that until they sell it, mm-hmm. and they never sell it. So
right.
Basically, the value of their assets is going up by billions and billions of dollars. You know, think of Elon Musk's Tesla stock or something.
Right.
Right. If he doesn't sell any, it's never taxed. Now, you may not like it, but one solution is Elizabeth Warren is talking about a wealth tax, mm-hmm. where every year you would assess the value of people's assets, not income, assets, and pay a 2% tax on their assets. Mm-hmm. That would get at this. Now, that, of course, causes tremendous outrage. People don't like that. But I'm just saying, this whole study about how the wealthy are getting away with paying almost no tax, and this is probably not individuals, mm-hmm. but companies as well. Amazon and Apple and all kinds of major companies are not paying. Now, it's all legitimate, semi-legitimate, and they'll move to Ireland or low-tax jurisdiction to avoid taxes.
Exactly.
But it is outraging the average American that we're out there doing our best. You know, W-2 workers, there's no place to hide.
Right.
And the very top companies and individuals find out ways to pay almost nothing in taxes at a time when we really need it for all this infrastructure and all these plans that are out there.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess you don't want to tell the people of those 25 billionaires how many of them get tax breaks just because.
Well, they all know it, and they use every one of them.
I mean, they're in the pocket. They're in the pockets of these of these congressmen and senators and all these politicos, and they're able to get around this stuff, get special special grants and that sort of thing, special tax breaks.
Yep.
I mean, the fact that for example, the NFL doesn't pay any taxes. What's up with that?
Exactly. They make billions of dollars a year.
Exactly.
They're like running like a charity. It's not a charity. There's a lot of places. I mean, going way back to Reagan in the mid-80s, remember he tried to cut out all the tax breaks, lower the tax rate, and cut out all the deductions and so on. Since that, we've grown right back up to add all these new deductions and credits and special kinds of deals, and this is the result, is high-income people and companies don't pay taxes for the most part.
Yeah. Well, there's just something about the way our world turns. They just can't help themselves. You know, the political class.
They hire accountants to take care of every possible exemption and credit. It's legitimate, but it's causing such an outrage. So this is leading right into what's going to happen with the infrastructure bill. Okay, so Biden has been trying to get some kind of cooperation from the Republicans. They basically said, $200-300 billion, something like that. Mm-hmm. He's insisting on $1 trillion or more.
He wants to raise taxes to do it.
He came down.
He came down because I think it started at
2.3.
$2 trillion.
And then he came down.
But I thought the Republicans came up. I thought they came up to almost 800, didn't they?
No, not that much. A lot of the money that the Republicans talked about has already been allocated.
It was repurposing. Yes,
right? All they're talking about was new money.
Yes,
was another $200-300 billion, something like that.
The infrastructure really needs it.
So the bottom line is they couldn't agree. And so Biden's basically said, okay, we tried the bipartisan thing. We're going to go partisan, basically. So
we're a couple hundred billion away in essence.
$700 billion.
Well, but when you repurpose, you're using money that we don't need to use for COVID anymore. It's just sitting there. Well, why can't you repurpose that and use that for infrastructure?
That's exactly what the Republicans were talking about.
Sure. Why not?
Right. Biden didn't go for that. He wants a lot of new money that is not currently being
on top of the other new money that we've already spent.
Correct. $1.9 trillion. That's correct. Now, remember, that passed only with
budget reconciliation
with no Republican support whatsoever. So they're talking about doing the exact same thing now with this bill. So it would mean it's going to pass the House narrowly, but the Senate, it comes down to a 50-50 vote. And Joe Manchin from West Virginia is the swing vote. Mm-hmm. He has said he will not vote if there's zero Republican support. He wants some small amount of bipartisanship. Mm-hmm. And right now it does not look like that's going to happen. If Manchin votes against it, and they can't break the filibuster, it'll be 51-49 against the infrastructure bill, and we'll get no infrastructure bill.
Well, if Manchin becomes a Republican, then we'd get our Republican vote there. Just saying.
Well, then that would completely tip the Senate, become a Republican majority. Right? That would completely change the calculus of everything.
Great.
So we'll
idea.
See. I think we need an infrastructure bill. It would be nice if there was some bipartisanship. It doesn't seem as though it's going to work that way. And the end result, after all this, may be nothing. Maybe we get no bill whatsoever, which would be a real shame.
Yeah, it would be, because this was something that even Donald Trump was working on. But Donald Trump was trying to use private money, you know, and raising up sponsorships. But that hasn't been talked about. This is all to be done out of the people's coffers. Yeah,
and beyond roads and bridges, beyond hard infrastructure. Oh, they're talking about all kinds
all
of social programs.
Yeah,
pre-K education and free community college and wonderful things that we have. They're all wonderful. Just don't happen to have the money for any of them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that goes back to our original premise. I think you and I talked about this long ago, is that has anybody ever asked the question, what kind of government can we afford? You know?
Yeah. Well, we're approaching $30 trillion in debt the way things are right now. And this is before this new spending on top of. We've spent over $5 trillion in the last year for COVID relief, sending out the $1,400 checks and the $1.9 trillion. I could go through the whole long list.
Oh,
this is all debt we're adding that our children and grandchildren will never pay off.
Yeah, we're into the great-grandchildren now. I mean, we left the grandchildren at the station a long time ago. We're going deeper and deeper here. It's talk about selling your soul to the company store. About a minute and a half left.
Let's just talk about the result of that. Inflation.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Bring that.
Right? When you spend this amount of money, when you borrow this amount of money, there's money floating around and too few goods and too much money. You are seeing inflation. You're seeing oil prices over $70 a barrel. You're seeing lumber up triple what it was a year ago. Wheat, soybeans, all kind of commodities are up dramatically because of all this money floating out there for fewer goods. So that's the way the average person is going to see it on a day-to-day basis, is higher prices for things. They're already seeing it.
And why is it that Biden and the administration resist the obvious, that people are staying home because of the the relief that is given to them through unemployment?
Well, that's ending. Quite a few states have actually ended it already, and a few more are going to be ending it. Certainly by September, it'll all be gone. We have a tremendous shortage of workers, Bill.
Yes. How can people be in touch with you, Jordan?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Always glad to get emails from your folks, Bill.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Regan, can you go
at that? Finley's Fitness, personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late.
Hey, Dylan, can you... Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in the hippies. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and it's time for Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm in Dallas. We're getting ready for NRB this week, so it's going to be absolute madness.
Well, have a great time down there. I will not be joining you this time, but maybe next year.
Yeah, well, we'll miss you, but it's always good to get around people of faith, talk about, you know, what happened in the past year in this era of COVID as we're coming out. It's interesting. We went through five states, and people are still, you know, their heads are down a little bit. You know, they're, you know, still confused, but, you know, hey, look, at this is the opportunity, I believe, that God brought about for people of faith to be that difference, you know, because now is perfect. When you're walking around with surety and sense of confidence and in peace, people want to know, hey, what do you got that I don't have?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I caught a news story last night, you know, saying that this, you know, new or new-ish Delta variant is, you know, causing problems, and in some states are seeing increases. And I mean, my thought was an interesting one. I'm like, oh yeah, COVID, I guess that's still a thing, you know. I just feel like we're kind of over it. And that obviously depends on your personality, whether you've been vaccinated or not, what state you live in. There are all sorts of things that play
into that. And people have been affected, and you know, they don't want to hear scientific fact. They've so emotionalized the topic that you really can't have a conversation. As I was trying to talk with one gal, and she had family members who were affected by COVID.
Yeah.
Well, I started to bring up the science and the fact that the CDC several weeks ago, if you recall, had come out with a number about actual COVID deaths, people who died of COVID only.
Yeah.
Which represented a number somewhere around 5% plus or minus, okay? Mm. 5% of the actual people have died. So we're at 600,000 people that have died in America, supposedly, with COVID. I mean, well, not supposedly. They were diagnosed and determined to have had COVID. But they didn't, you know, that's setting aside the comorbidity issue, right?
Right.
And so when the CDC did a number and said, okay, these are the actual people that died of COVID only, we're talking about 5%. Well, 5%, that number is, now you're looking at about, you know, what, 30,000 people? That's less than what happens with the flu.
Right. I mean, it's more dangerous to get up and get out of bed in the morning and do anything, right? I mean,
yeah, but
statistically speaking, you're more likely to get hit by a car or struck by lightning.
But sadly, the institutions that we trusted, and I believe rightfully so, are being questioned, and we should carry with us some increased level of skepticism, don't you think?
because of what they've done to us.
Well, and I think so. And I mean, I think if you look back at, you know, Saul, is it Galinsky? You know, the rules for radicals, you know, the first one is never miss an opportunity.
Saul Alinsky.
My bad. And it, there is always, I think, on the left, this desire to take control. And,
yeah, to your point there, you know, in referencing a good crisis go to waste, Victor Davis Hanson wrote in Epoch Times here recently. He says, "Don't let a good pandemic go to waste."
Right.
And you know, this is the new vernacular and you know the new saying that we're having to embrace. But look at Americans, freedom loving people, have got to get back to first principles and realize that it is about freedom. And freedom is so tentative because of the forces that come against it. And right now, they're unfairly aligned against us because whether we look at the mainstream media, we look at other institutions within our government, they've all failed us. And big tech, corporate America, people that we've worked hard and supported and have allowed them to have incredible tax breaks and everything like that and have been extremely fortuitous in making a huge amount of money and being very successful, and their repayment to the American people in the country that gave them this opportunity is, you know, just shove it down the people's throat. It's so wrong on so many levels.
No, it is. And I think that, you know, the freedom is on multiple levels. There's political freedom, but there's also spiritual freedom, Bill, I think.
Yes.
Because we are people of faith, we can be clear-eyed about it, and so we don't have to minimize the reality that this has affected people's lives, and the threat is not over yet, but we don't have to live crippled by fear that that we're going to be undone by this thing. And I saw another article this week that said 50% of people think they may never get over the anxiety that COVID has caused, and I thought, wow, that's pretty unfortunate. You know, I don't want to live in that kind of fear of anything, you know,
exactly.
A disease, the government, you know, what might or might not happen, because the reality is we're all terminal one way or another. And so as Christians, we're able to have a perspective that says, okay, what does it look like for me to walk with God and to be obedient to him today in the people that I, you know, have the opportunity to relate to and in the sphere of influence he has given me, no matter how big or small that is. And I don't have to live chained up in fear, you know, and I don't have to be obnoxious about that. But I, you know, we can live with a sense of hope, of optimism, of lightness in our souls, because we know, you know, the gospel. And admittedly, we all have work to do on the various anxieties that can potentially capsize us. But I don't want to be a person who lives in fear, Bill.
Right. Well, and I'm with you on that. And this is why we have to be careful not to forsake the assembling with those people who are like-minded. Maybe those people who are more mature, who can lead the way and help us during those down moments. Because this is the way God works, and this is why relationships are so important, so that we would encourage one another during these tough times. Because at moments, you might be the stronger one. I'm the weaker. I need you to strengthen myself up. And conversely, the next day it could be just turned around, or maybe in the next 15 minutes. Who knows the way these things go. But the fact of the matter is that we do need one another. And look at what we're having to deal with, things that are antithetical to God, this woke culture that wants to cancel you and shut you up and say, you know, your word of mouth advisement to other people because you're talking about Jesus is wrong and you're therefore canceled. Well, at whose expense? You know, if you don't want to listen to what God is doing in my life and the peace that it brings to me, that's your choosing.
Right.
But I'm not going to stop, just like the early apostles, what they did. You know, they're not going, you know, they're going to obey God. They're not going to obey man.
No, that's exactly right. And I think, again, what are we taking in? What messages are shaping our perspective of reality? And God's word is what anchors and provides the bedrock foundation for how I live my life. And, you know, I can be just as guilty as the next person as getting wrapped up in the news and getting wrapped up in all of that. But So much of it is designed to attract my attention because it is sensational and because it creates fear. Yeah. And, you know, if it bleeds, it leads, that whole thing. And so, yeah, get your news, be informed, know what's going on, and then put it away, dig into your faith, and live your life. Exactly. And I think when we do that, and obviously social media can be a catalyst for good things, but it can be an endless rabbit hole, too. And so I think limitations on those things in our lives will help us to have the kind of perspective where we can be a voice of hope and optimism, and maybe even just realism to those around us.
Exactly. If we ever needed it, and there was ever an opportunity, as I said at the opening, ever an opportunity to demonstrate our faith, it is now. Because in quite contrast, the things that are antithetical to God are on full display. I keep thinking of the prophets of Baal all coming together, and we had a big God off, you know, between their God right. and our God, right? And I think in a sense this is what's happening. But the modern day prophet should not grow weary. We right. know what we know and what we believe in, and we see it. We just again, this is a time for courage to stand right. in the face, because after all, I mean, what do we have to lose? Like we're gonna lose our life. No, our life is already sealed for us.
Exactly.
You know, if your trust is in God, you know that that's the case.
Yep.
Anyway, I want to talk about a couple of movies at PluggedIn.com. Yeah. You're talking about particularly, we had an opportunity to interview the director of 12 Mighty Orphans, Ty Roberts, last week.
Yeah.
What a neat movie. People are going to be blessed by this movie, right?
Yeah, no, 12 Mighty Orphans came out. It's in theaters, and it tells the story. It's a fascinating story on multiple levels because it really is a story about adoption, if you will, and it's also a story about football, about a guy who really took in these boys that were orphaned and taught them life through football. So you can find, obviously, the full review at PluggedIn.com, but a very redemptive story. And I think a story that illustrates the power of one person, right?
Mm, yes.
You know, one person with a vision and with compassion and with courage can make enormous difference in the lives of other people. And we definitely see that in this story.
And look at the Wokanistas he had to fight, right?
Oh.
Even them. Right? The prevailing attitude. And this is what happens time and time again, just to your exact point. A person with vision, and God-sized vision, because that's where that vision comes from. It's through revelation. Boy, you can knock down a lot of cement walls, can't you?
Absolutely you can, and God calls us to that.
Amen. Well, also in review, you got Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard, Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway, In the Heights, so much more right there, including music, games, and books. Check it out, PluggedIn.com. That's where you need to go. Adam and the team are working feverishly and faithfully, I might add. 24/7, you guys are nonstop here. You need a break.
Well, thank you, and I'll take that under advisement.
You got it. Adam Holtz, thank you, buddy. God bless.
Thanks, Phil.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.